Hey, guys.
Now, yesterday we were talking about it, and all of a sudden our front desk person gets a call from your mom. And your mom's like, I need to talk to Puff and Sammy immediately. So she gets sent back here, and we talked to your mom for like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And she seems like your biggest fan.
She is. She is definitely my biggest fan.
If you ever become really famous through this website, you should definitely hire your mom as your manager.
I would definitely do that.
Because she was just like, you got to talk to her. She's so funny and she's so good. And she was just pumping you up like crazy. She works so hard on this project.
Yeah, it's true. She does public relations and communications, so.
Kind of makes sense now.
Yeah.
She was kind of forceful. We wanted to talk to you, but she was like really forceful.
You will talk to her.
Or we will boycott your station. That was a little inappropriate. We didn't need that.
Man.
But we're not here to talk about your mom and how she's overbearing. We're here to talk. I'm just kidding. We're here to talk about dressdibs.com. This is a website you developed for your senior project. What exactly was your project?
My project was to create a website, a fun, teen-focused, positive tool for girls to go online and get their dibs on their dress for prom or homecoming or a quinceañera, or any type of formal event that they may be going to. And hopefully it avoids the ultimate oh no moment that night of two girls or three girls or four girls having the same dress.
You know, it's funny because I've been to many a quinceañera where girls are wearing the same dress and it's just a faux pas. It ruins your quinceañera.
Oh, I bet.
Has this ever happened to you, Alex, where you showed up at a dance and you were like, oh no?
It has. It happened my junior year, and there was a girl with the same exact dress as me.
And did she notice you, and you notice her, and you guys were like, what are we gonna do?
It wasn't exactly that dramatic, but I think we both noticed each other, but we were friends, we knew each other, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh, you didn't pull the whole, I look better in it anyways.
No.
I would have.
Right.
I know, that's what Sammy would have done. I'll tell you what, Sammy brought up a good point, because Sammy says that there's going to be some girls that go on your website and look up girls that they don't like and buy the dress they're going to wear specifically to spite the girl they don't like. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I hope it's not going to happen. I mean, Dress Dibs is meant for.
I know it's not the intention, but some girls think like Sammy, and they're vindictive and straight up mean, like Sammy.
Well, I mean, if they want to do that, that's fine, but they're going against the Dress Dibs rules.
That's right.
Oh, you have rules.
Oh, they got rules.
Well, I mean, there's no rules, but it's the Dress Dibs spirit.
I got you. Gotcha. Now, it's free to join. It's free to be a member,
yes.
And that's awesome, but we were talking about ways you can make money on this. You can make a ton of money on this site, and you got to be thinking about this.
Yeah, we don't want to like bombard people with advertising, but we are looking for advertising, and we also will participate in the affiliate programs where we can get like small fee for sales from companies through like clicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Bam.
Right.
Bam. Dress Dibs get some money. Bam. Money in Alex's pocket because you got to go to college, right?
I do.
We're so glad you're joining us. This is Alex Wanger from DressDibs.com. Now, where do you go to school?
I go to Cedar Cliff.
That's actually where Sammy went.
Holla. Holla. Holla.
All right, stop it. That's just pathetic. How old are you, Sam?
26.
Yeah, okay. High school was a few years ago. Let it go.
Shut up.
And this is all part of a senior project, and now it's getting some national attention, too.
Yep. We're getting a lot of positive feedback from it. It's great.
Excellent. Hopefully, be like Facebook. The dude who sold Facebook is a billionaire now.
Exactly.
So there you go. Maybe this will come up, be like Dress Dibs. It'll be like Dress Dibs, but like Chick Facebook. And you can make $1 billion and pay for your school, buy your mom a house.
And buy us something
and
nice.
Give Puff and Sammy something nice for putting you on the radio.
That would be nice.
It would be nice.
You can pay us some food.
Yeah, that works too. All right, Alex, it's DressDibs.com. Everybody needs to go there.
Yep.
Girls mostly. Guys, it's kind of creepy. DressDibs.com. Make sure that it doesn't happen to you. We're talking about going to your prom and having the same dress. That's what it's there for. Good job, Alex. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, Wanger, thanks for calling in.
Sure. Thanks for talking.